A16Z raises 2.2B crypto fund 5 aimed at stablecoins and on-chain finance. Andreessen Horowitz announced on May 5, 2026 that it has raised $2.2 billion for Crypto Fund 5, the firm's fifth dedicated crypto vehicle and the largest in its crypto franchise to date. The fund will prioritize stablecoins and on-chain finance, with smaller allocations to consumer applications and infrastructure, according to the firm's announcement relayed by Wu Blockchain. The raise lands in a quiet quarter for crypto venture capital. April saw just $659 million deployed across the sector, the weakest month since July 2024. A $2.2 billion single fund close against that backdrop is the kind of divergence that tends to reset benchmarks for the rest of the market. Bitcoin traded at $81,525, poised 3.3% on the day as of May 5, 2026, with ETH at $2,392 and SOL at $85.54. The fear and greed index sat at 50, neutral. A larger fund with a narrower mandate, A16Z's previous crypto funds were broader in scope. Fund 4, raised in 2022 at $4.5 billion, spread bets across L1 infrastructure, NFT platforms, gaming, DeFi protocols, and consumer applications. Fund 5 is smaller in headline size but more concentrated in thesis. Stablecoins and on-chain finance lead, with consumer and infra following. The shift mirrors where the firm has already been writing checks. Recent A16Z portfolio additions in payments and stablecoin issuance have outpaced its NFT and gaming bets in both deal count and dollar volume. The fund's structure formalizes that drift. For founders, the implication is concrete: a $2.2 billion vehicle with explicit stablecoin and on-chain finance buckets means the firm has dry powder allocated specifically to those categories, not pulled from a generalist pool. That tends to compress decision cycles for companies that fit cleanly inside the mandate. Stablecoin priority follows the regulatory thaw. The timing is not accidental. U.S. senators reached a compromise on stablecoin yield language in the Clarity Act earlier this week, clearing one of the larger blockers to a Senate markup. Circle stock jumped nearly 20% on the news. Coinbase rose 6%. A federal stablecoin framework, even one that bans yield on reserves, gives issuers a regulatory perimeter to operate inside. That is precisely the kind of clarity that unblocks late-stage venture rounds in the category. A16Z closing a fund with stablecoins as the lead bucket. The same week the Senate moved on, clarity suggests coordination of timing rather than coincidence. On-chain finance, the second priority, covers a wider field: tokenized treasuries, on-chain credit, tokenized equities, and DeFi protocols building bank-like products. BlackRock asked the OCC last month to scrap the 20% cap on tokenized reserve assets, a separate signal that institutional demand for on-chain dollar instruments is approaching the regulatory ceiling. Implications for the rest of the venture market. The April number, $659 million across the entire crypto VC sector, is below 2024 trough levels. Most of that deployment came from smaller funds and corporate strategic vehicles. A $2.2 billion close from a single firm restates the gravitational pull of brand name LPs, even when the broader allocator base has stepped back. For founders outside the stablecoin and on-chain finance buckets, the fund's existence is mixed news. The capital is there, but the mandate is specific. Consumer and infrastructure rounds out the allocation, but those buckets share what is left after the priority categories take their cut. Founders building L1 protocols, NFT platforms, or pure consumer crypto products should not assume Fund 5 will be a friendly first call. For those inside the mandate, the bar is now higher. A $2.2 billion vehicle with concentrated thesis means A16Z partners can be more selective on price, ownership, and structure. Term sheets in the priority categories will likely tighten over the next two quarters as the firm deploys.